Baseball season is heating up. Odyssey has you covered with the most entertaining coverage of your team. Stay locked in and in the know with the local voices you trust as they bring you unfiltered takes, recap games, react to the latest team news, and talk to callers. Listen to your favorite shows for free on the Odyssey app, odyssey.com, your smart speaker, or in the car with Android Auto or Apple CarPlay.
It's about 7:50 in the morning. I should have got my lazy butt out of bed, but I was still in bed. You know, surfing the internet. I wasn't sleeping. Well, settle down. How do you think I prepare show?
No. I'm saying 7:50 in the morning. Are you talking about a weekday or a weekend?
Weekday.
Okay. I thought this was a weekend story.
No.
I'm going to say, if somebody's upset for you for being in bed at 7:50 in the morning on a weekend, my God.
No, it's fine. I was up, but ever since I moved off of the morning shift and I took abuse from Chad Hartman on this radio station for probably 10 years about using a snowblower.
I think there's any probably about it. I'm pretty sure it was a solid decade of that, yes.
Because, like, once I ran it at 2:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
Because I needed to get out of the driveway.
When everybody's windows are closed and the house
and people's bedrooms are in the back. I don't.
Furnaces.
I live in the suburbs.
Nothing.
But fine, that said, like, it gets in your head. So I think about it. 7:50 in the morning. Someone on my block is firing up the lawnmower. On the first week of May, and this was Monday. Monday morning. And it just made me wonder if that's too early. Because you know what my answer was in that moment? Yes!
Yeah, it was.
I think you should wait till 9. I think if you're mowing at 8, you probably could be mowing at 9. What are the odds that, like, you're getting in a quick mow before you run off to work at 9 o'clock. Like, it seems very unlikely to me. You're just up, and you're like, you know what? Got to mow the lawn, and you go mow the lawn. 8 a.m. is too early. 651-461-9226. I say it's too early. What do you say?
On the regular, yes.
I think it's too early.
It's too early. If that's a regular patterned thing.
Now, a lot of it, it's these commercial lawn services, right? And you got to work. You got to do your thing.
Well, yeah, but 7:50.
But this sounded like just one house, one neighbor.
7:50 is too early for that stuff.
Do you think so?
Oh, for sure.
Well, they're trying to work.
It's not my problem. It's 7:50 in the morning. Don't work at 9.
Isn't this interesting? I'm more understanding of, like, the typical me.
Yeah.
Supporting big business instead of...
The little guy.
The little guy just trying to take care of business. I feel like if you are a lawn service, you got a bunch of houses to visit, you're doing your thing. Someone's gonna tell me what the noise ordinance is, I'm sure. Now, this texter is right. Isn't the grass wet at this time? Yeah. Like, that's the other outrageous factor. If you're mowing your lawn at 8 in the morning... Not only are you irritating your neighbors, but
you're doing an ineffective job.
It's an abomination to your lawn. Have some respect for the blade of grass. What are you doing with your soaking wet, dewy lawn? Come on. Let's talk to Tom and Olivia. Tom, am I out of my mind or is 8 a.m. a little too early?
No, I agree with you wholeheartedly there, Jason. It's way too early just because of the health of your lawn. You should be mowing grass when it's still wet and dewy yet. I mean, everybody knows that. I thought, but I evidently not. So, and even if you have to be to work by, say, 9, 10 o'clock in the morning, well, you're going to be home by, 6 o'clock that
night.
Yes,
do it at night. Do it at night.
You know, do it at night. Like, it's September where it's dark at 6 o'clock already, or something. But
now, maybe you can respond to some of these texters. Jason, quit whining. Get out of bed. Respect my schedule. It's all about Jason. What would you say to that texter?
My lawn, my decision.
There you go. That's right. Get that on a t-shirt. We'll sell that. We'll sell that at the state fair. Thanks, Tom. Yeah, it's all about Jason. Are you guys new? This is my show. It's mostly about me. Deal with it. I mow at midnight sometimes. What? Much cooler in July and August.
I mean, that makes sense.
Got an electric mower that makes no noise and has a headlight. Now, I have a battery-powered mower.
Yeah, but it doesn't make no noise.
It's pretty quiet.
It's pretty quiet, relatively speaking.
Honestly, if you have an electric mower and you want to mow at midnight, I'm fine with it. I'm fine with it.
Okay.
I think it's so quiet that...
The headlight's a little... I mean, I get you have to have the headlight to see where you're going and all, but...
I have a headlight on my mower.
Okay, but if you're out at midnight, people are trying to sleep, and the headlight, you know, is...
Gets in your window. Now, this is the classic. This is how you know you've become peak suburban dad. My neighbor, says a texter, mows his lawn in the dark from 9 to 10:30 p.m. with a headlamp.
Okay.
Headlamp.
Yeah. Now, does he use the white setting and screw up his night vision, or does he use the red setting because that doesn't mess with the rods and the cones?
Yeah. Yeah. It's... I think it's embarrassing when you're doing lawn maintenance with the headlamp. I think in general, if you're wearing a headlamp outside of your home, it's a little embarrassing.
Why should that be embarrassing?
Come on. Come on now.
Well, what? You guys got to see where he's mowing. What's the problem? You have no problem with the headlight. What's the difference between the headlight and the headlight?
I just said it's embarrassing. Ooh. Jason. My neighbor had their five-year-old practicing on their recorder at 9:15 at night from their porch.
Nope.
Now, this text is from a guy who runs his snow thrower at 4:30 or 5 in the morning in the winter. I think when it comes to snow removal, you do what you got to do whenever. I have no real snowblower regulation. Do what you need to do.
No, and again...
Maybe you got to clear it out and more is coming. Like, I think it's fine.
And
who
again,
cares?
Everybody's got the house shut up. There's, you know, nobody's got windows
so
open.
Rarely an issue. Now, the sound of a young person playing the recorder may be the single worst sound known to man.
I'm pretty sure they use that at Guantanamo.
Yeah, right?
It's like waterboarding.
Waterboarding is first.
And then the recorder right behind.
And they bring out Tiffany... On her recorder.
Oh.
I will never forget going to my kids', I think it was second grade, recorder concert at Rice Lake Elementary School. Because as bad as one child playing Hot Cross Buns on the recorder sounds, imagine the full class. It's the worst. Now, this textures are defending the headlamp, which I appreciate. I do like.
They should.
Wearing a headlamp and picking green beans from the garden in the dark is the easiest way to find them, and it truly gives your neighbors something to talk about. That's fair. You've convinced me. I've changed my mind. I respect the headlamp game. Michelle is in Burnsville. Michelle, I feel like 8 a.m. is too early. Am I being a baby about this?
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Nobody needs to mow their lawn at 8 a.m.
I just can't think of the circumstance, right? Like, you got to get to work, okay. But then you have the tail end. It seems to me.
Why can't I do it after work?
Yes.
Or later tonight?
This is retired person behavior, isn't it? Or is it work from home behavior?
Not at all.
Yeah.
No. There's a lot of people that don't work until like 9. Why do you have to get up and mow the lawn so damn early?
Yeah. Now, people are mad at me for still being in my bed at 8 in the morning.
I'm not.
Michelle, thank you for defending me. Why can't I just sit and do a little bit of work in my bed? Why do I have to get out of bed?
Right. You're still working. Why do you have to have noise when you're trying to work?
That's right. Michelle, I've been told I do some of my best work in bed.
No.
In fact,
I've been told that too.
There you go. There you go, Michelle. Thank you for calling. Very good. Michelle is the best. All right, more text. You know, sometimes at the end of the show, I just want you guys to entertain me, and you are coming through on the text line, stylesfinancial.com, bringing us that at 651-461-9226.
We all know baseball is a long season. I'm Brett Boone from the Brett Boone Podcast. This summer, take a trip down memory lane with me and hear from the legends of the game. So far this year, I've had conversations with Randy Johnson, Pete Rose, Deion Sanders. Plus, every week we look at the state of Major League Baseball, which teams are exceeding expectations, which ones are struggling to meet them. Follow and listen to the Brett Boone Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jeff is in Sauk Rapids. Jeff, is 8 a.m. too early to mow?
Yes, it is.
Yeah?
Well, I was thinking about your comment about the kid with a recorder on the porch.
Yes.
And I can tell you, here's something you shouldn't do. A few years back, I was working for the state of Minnesota, got assigned to southeastern Minnesota, building flood control structures for 3 years. And I was getting a little bored, so I decided to take up the banjo. I bought me a banjo, took some lessons, and one night I'm out on my porch, and it may have been a little late. I'd had a few adult beverages. It's probably about 10 o'clock. And I'm out there having a good time with that banjo, and my beagle dog is sitting right next to me.
Oh, no.
Howling. Oh, he's howling. Pretty soon a cop shows up.
Whoa. That's how you nailed it, Jeff. See, maybe I have nothing to complain about. There wasn't a howling beagle. At least. Thanks, everybody, for all the text. Twins baseball coming your way. Pregame is next.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time?
Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.